Welcome to Lionheart's Remembrance CD. Over the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to guide you through a heart-opening experience using the tool we call the Remembrance. So what is the Remembrance? Well, it's a method of accessing the inner wisdom contained in your heart, a doorway to all the wisdom, compassion, peace, strength, courage, and all the other qualities you need to live and work in a state of harmony and balance. This practice is called remembrance because our life journey at the deepest level is to learn what we have forgotten, that all of what we seek and all of the answers we need are treasures buried in our own hearts. Lionheart did not invent the remembrance, but we have learned to use it on a daily basis in all kinds of circumstances with astounding results. It's based on an ancient spiritual practice that predates today's formal religions. People who have incorporated it into their lives invariably report profound transformations in their view of what is possible and their positive experience of life. This is especially impactful in business because as a leader, it frees you from any limited thinking. Now you can make decisions from your most balanced and expansive perspective. So if you're ready, let's get started. If this is your first exposure to the practice of remembrance, then let me first say it seems similar to meditation, but with an important difference. Meditation is a process of emptying your mind, getting to a blank space. The remembrance is about filling your heart and being with all that is good for you, giving you exactly what you need in any circumstance. Sometimes that will be an experience of peace and calm. Other times it may bring up pictures or issues that are troubling to you. This is okay, and it's because those pictures or issues need your attention and transformation. No individual experience of the remembrance is necessarily the same, so please trust that you cannot do it wrong. That's the only rule, really. Again, if this is your first time, then the first step is to pick your remembrance word or phrase. You will be asked during the guidance to slowly repeat this word or phrase out loud or silently as you wish. Since the remembrance practice is designed to open your heart to receive exactly and completely what is needed from the source of all there is, then choosing the most expansive word or phrase you can imagine is very helpful. If you follow a spiritual or religious path, then a word for God or the One may be the most opening for you. There is particular power in sacred names, especially those with an ah sound, which has a vibratory quality that enhances the opening experience. Examples of common sacred names include the Hebrew Elohim, the Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, Allah, or the Islamic Allah. If you do not follow a religious path, not to worry. Just think of a word or phrase that represents for you the most expansive and inclusive experience of awe, wonder, or love you can remember. The time when you knew there was something more than you and something more than you could see, touch, taste, hear, or feel. Some sense of mystery and connectedness. An experience that you are going to be okay no matter what. Some examples might be an experience in nature, the birth of a child, the death of a dear one, or music or art. Whatever it is for you. Remembrance words or phrases others have used include eternal love, rhythm of life, water, and divine oneness. The point is to invoke the source of that experience you had so that you can trust and rely on it over time. To start with, don't worry about it being the exact right word or phrase. Look at all of this as an experiment. You can always change and try something different words or phrases as you gain experience. So take some time now to choose the remembrance word or phrase that you want to start with. When you have it, return to the CD for the guided exercise.